Concrete Rose, Chapter 6. Dre agreed to drop me off at Lisa's house. He gone drive round with little man for a bit, because car rides apparently help babies sleep. The time it take my son to nap is around the time it'll take me to break Lisa's heart. We pull up a peach-coloured house with a fence around it. Lisa live in one of the nicest houses on the west side. Her mama keep the yard on point. Step on her grass, she'll cuss you out. That's probably why she put the fence up. Let her tell it she got it to keep mannish boys out. She said it while looking at me. Her car ain't in the driveway. Carlos's hoop is unfortunately. Don't matter. I gotta do this. I go up the walkway, onto the porch, and I ring the doorbell. Carlos answer and lean against the doorway. He got some height on me and bigger, like he lift weights on the regular. He used to be on the St. Mary's wrestling team. That don't scare me. I'll take him down if I have to. He folded his arms. May I help you? He asked dryly. Here we go. Is Lisa here? Maybe. Can you let her know I'm here? Maybe. This dude get on my nerves. Look, Colton, I say, because aside from the height and the muscles, his corny ass is Colton from the Fresh Prince. Go get Lisa. Oh, somebody's got jokes, he said. Here's one for you. Kiss my... Carlos! Lisa whined and shoved him aside. She pulled me into the house. You're always instigating. Excuse me? Where are you taking him? Carlos asks. To my room. Like hell you are. Lisa well on him. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were my father. I'm going back to your movie and staying out of my business, she says. All right? Okay. I smirk at him as she pulled me down the hall. The house smelled like potpourri and looked like it with all the flowered wallpaper Lisa's mama got up. Lisa take me to her room and close the door, like she'd dare Carlos to say something. I laugh. You getting on your nerves? That's always. I hold her hips. It's hard to see them in the FUBU football jersey she got on. It's too big and covers them little shorts she's wearing. She stand on her tiptoes and kiss me, and I forget what I'm here to tell her. Till I start thinking about Tammy. I pull back from Lisa. Her eyebrows meet. What's wrong? Your brother might be listening. Can't have him hearing us. You're probably right. Lisa lay across her bed. So you're not grounded anymore? I moved this stuffed Hello Kitty she got and sit beside her. Lisa loved that cat. It's all over her room, along with posters of Usher and Ginuwine, her booze. She needs to take them shits down for real. Yeah, my bad that we couldn't hang out. It's okay. Tammy came over and we redid my braids. My schedule's going to be nuts and I don't want to deal with getting my hair done every week. I lie beside her. I know I've got to talk to her, but right now I want to hear about normal stuff in her normal life. Why are your schedule going to be nuts? Besides basketball, I have both school paper and the yearbook committee. Mama thinks it'll look good on my college applications to show that I'm more than an athlete. Going to college means finally getting out of this house, so I'm totally on board. Hope I actually get some acceptance letters. Don't worry, all them schools going to love you like I do. I kiss her cheek. You always know what to say. She trailed her fingers along my cornrows. That one little move got me thinking of things we could do if Carlos wasn't here. I miss what she say. Huh? I said you should join some clubs at your school, Lisa says. It would look good on your applications. College may not be for me, Lisa. I told you, you don't need perfect grades for college, Mav. Plenty of people get in with B's and C's. I can see you now, joining a fraternity and repping it as hard as you rep King Lords. It trips me out how she sees this version of me that most people don't. She can actually imagine me at college. Sometimes it's hard for me to imagine that, especially now. I sit up. What's wrong? Lisa asks. I'm imagining a life for her. She's going to be one of the most popular girls on her college campus. I'm going to go to all the parties. Somehow she'll keep her grades in check as she work on toward becoming a paediatrician. Some college boy will scoop her up. She'll marry him and live in a big-ass mansion with a couple of kids. I'll be a memory from when she was a kid. She sit up. Maverick, for real, what's wrong? I need a little more time with her. I kiss her neck and make my way to her lips. She pull away. Maverick! I get up and fold my hands on top of my head. Shit, I gotta tell her. I want you to remember that I love you, all right? When I did what I did, I wasn't thinking that way. Okay, Lisa says slowly. What did you do? Remember when me and you broke up after Carlos thought he saw me with a girl? Yeah. Well, I was stressed out. I went over to King's Crib to clear my head and he hooked me up with Aisha one time. Hooked you? Her eyes get big. You had sex with her? Lisa. I tried to take her hand. She moved to the other side of the room. It was only one time. Me and you weren't together. We only broke up for 2 weeks. What the hell, Maverick? I know. I'm sorry, all right? I haven't messed with her or anybody else since. Lisa hugged herself real tight. When she do that, it's like she's trying to keep the world away. Why are you telling me this now? Her voice so soft it hurt. I gotta do this. Aisha had a baby 3 months ago. You gotta be kidding me. We got a DNA test done. Oh my God. She holds her forehead. Oh my freaking God. He mine. Oh my God. Lisa sinks to the floor. She look up at me. You have a baby. Man up, I tell myself. Yeah, I got a son. You lied to me, she says. I didn't lie. Yes, you did. For weeks, I've asked you what's wrong. You said nothing. You went and got a freaking DNA test done on a baby, and that's nothing. I didn't want to stress you out. I thought he was King's baby. Oh, my God, that explains so much. Whenever I run into Aisha and her friends, they laugh at me. Tammy told me I was imagining it. I was right, wasn't I? They were laughing because you played me. I didn't play you. Everybody knew that you slept with another girl except for me. Everybody didn't know, I say. Aisha knew, her friends knew, King knew, I bet Dre knew, didn't he? I can't respond, because they did. You know what? Lisa murmurs. Maybe my mum and brother are right about you. What? Lisa looked me dead in the eye. Hers are filled with tears. Get out. Lisa? Get out! She yells. The door fly open and Carlos rush in. She said, leave. Man, mind your own goddamn business. She is my business. Carlos, stop. Lisa says softly, he's not worth it. It hit like a gunshot. That's the worst thing she ever said about me. Carlos eyed me and he smirked. He finally got what he wanted. You heard her, he says. Go. Lisa wiped tears from her cheeks. I wish I could wipe them away myself. More than that, I wish I could kick my own ass for making her cry. Instead, I do what she asked. I leave.